Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
This is usually the point in the week where we get super silly because we're extremely tired.
Yes, I'm on silly mode too. You ever been so tired that you behave like you're drunk? That's where we're
at. Or you're a 2-year-old. That's where I'm at. That's where I am every Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, I've had a little more rest, but like I told somebody in the chat earlier, I've been up since 4:30 this morning, so.
Yeah.
Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So, let's get the thirst buckets in here, because Barry said he is back to reclaim his title.
Oh!
He said, gotcha, Mike. And then Mike West came behind him. Look at here, my co-host is in the building via Facebook. Get him. So I think I came in. I'm all kind of late speaking to people. But Lori's here.
Hey, Lori.
And I'm excited for Lori because she got mad enough to order a new phone last night. She has the iPhone 11 coming.
iPhone 11. Okay, Word. You got to tell us your thoughts.
Mandy's here. She says she wants all the deets on the Samsung announcement.
Yes.
We'll do our best.
We'll go through it. Yep.
Yeah. Because they covered a lot. They covered more than I knew they were covering.
Mm-hmm. There was some things that we didn't know about that they talked about.
What's up, Rachel?
Hey.
Michael's here being greedy as usual. He's full of people. And I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I've had salad 2 days this week.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm making changes. I'm trying to do better.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. Try.
Shay Kennedy's in the building.
Hey, Shay.
Look, I had to make sure. What's up, Jake's baby cakes?
Hey, Jake's baby cakes. Hey, girl. Hey.
Tech King Mike is in the building. Tech King Mike will be going live at 9:00. I should be able to make it today. I did take an hour nap.
Good. Me too. I took a nap on my lunch break. I haven't done that in a while.
Gosh, I hate it when it does that. As soon as it did, it jumped.
Mm-hmm.
LaShawn is in the building. What's good, fam? What's up, Claire? She's listening in.
Hi.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. She must have YouTube Premium.
Hey, Mila. Hey.
I enjoyed Mila's video this week.
Me too.
Yeah, I will be honest and tell Catwoman. I was like, 20 minutes. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen and multitask while I'm doing. But the more I started doing, I would look back and I was like, okay, this is interesting. So I enjoyed it.
Yes, same here.
I can't wait. You did a cliffhanger on your first video, ma'am. So that's funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like most people wait a while.
Mm-hmm. She went in with a bang.
Perspective Gaming. Yo, you've been very visual here lately. Hey. I know he's been busy working, so I know he's working to make these live streams. So we appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, Mandy, are you in North Carolina? I'm in North Carolina, too.
Oh, cool.
My ex-husband was in the National Guard. Vaughn Miller Joyner. To you, too. And Uno Nice is in the building.
Hey,
Tech Uno. For your needs.
Hey.
Look, y'all in here today.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Williams. Good evening, ladies.
Hey.
I think I'm at the bottom.
Oh, Big Migs, too.
I miss Big Migs. Where? There he is.
Yep.
20 minutes. Yes, it's a 20-minute video, but it's good.
Yes.
And I do like art, though. So if you're into art, you don't have to be into the fact that she's doing her makeup while she's telling these stories. Mm-hmm. But she's a good storyteller, too. So,
yep.
Go check out Mila.
Yes.
Check out her new YouTube page.
Yas.
Okay. Now I think I've covered everybody.
Yes.
Oh, Scoop. Scoop trying to sneak in here.
Hey, Scoop. With his intensive memeing.
Oh, okay. So she's in Virginia. Okay. So Mila says she needs a new phone.
Oh, okay.
Now, you might be in the right place because that's what we talk about around these parts.
Yes. Especially since Gigi is bisexual.
I am very bisexual. Mm-hmm. I'm very open about my bisexualness.
All right, so let's go on to what is going on with us. ¿Qué estás pasando? So I just wanted to let you guys know that if you go to gadgetchats.com, it will take you over to our anchor page where you can listen to the podcast instead of watching it live or watching the replay. So just know that you have an audio version. All right. Hey, Michael Pepper. on our YouTube channel, we have 291 subscribers. Thank you.
Thank
y'all.
You.
On our Twitter, we have 292 followers.
That's funny. It's about even, right?
So we got more. We actually got more. Well, one more on our Twitter than we do on our YouTube.
Well, yeah.
On our Instagram, we have 180 followers. And on our Facebook, we have, why did they put all the way at the bottom right here? 96 people following us. And then on our Twitch, we have 14 people following us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for taking a ride with us and chilling with us and all that good stuff. Appreciate y'all.
Look, I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
For the record, anything we cover is in the show notes in the description.
Yes, please. Links for everything. Yep. So our creator shout out today is Mila Such NYC. Are y'all surprised? I'm not surprised because she's amazing. So Mila just started a YouTube. She posted her first video this Monday. She's going to be posting another video tomorrow, as she states here on her banner channel. She does videos every Monday and Friday. So turn on that bell, y'all.
I can't wait.
Yes. And look at her. She already has over 100 views and she has 20 people subscribed to her. Yes, please, 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 please.
Wow.
Please.
Did we just start this Monday?
Yeah, yeah, right? She's already getting traction.
Yeah. I'll be like you when I grew up.
I know, right? We put all her links on there so you can follow her, subscribe to her on YouTube, follow her on Instagram. Okay. Look at her. She got a lot of followers. Pew, 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 pew. She also has a Pinterest as well, so check her out on Pinterest. So these are all of her accessories that she shows on her Pinterest. Also, she is on Twitter as well. And then this is her store. So she actually has an online store.
Ooh, she got candles. I'm a candle queen.
Yes. Check that out. Yes. So she does different types of drawings and paintings, and she puts them on accessories like masks, scarves, candles. Check out her shop. It's amazing.
Mila just trying to take all our money, huh?
Yes. Fun fact about her as well, she is also in Neiman Marcus as well. So
you big time.
Big time. She big time. She is an artiste. She is
we gonna have to double back to this comment here.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later on.
Yes, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, so check out her channel. My sister Blanca, she got a scarf from her. It was the skull one, this one right here, this picture, but in a skull, but in a scarf. And oh my gosh, she looks so pretty in it, and she's so happy with it. So just wanted to give you guys and let you guys know that. Okay.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Mila. Hope you keep growing and post the videos. I'm proud of you for finally doing it.
Girl, you now that you're in it, you can't get out.
Nope.
It's like a gang.
Yeah.
I threaten to quit all the time, but my heart loves it. I have to say, even though I'm tired all the time.
Yes.
I enjoy being here.
Same here. I feel the same way. Even though I'm tired, like I wouldn't trade, doing media and editing and stuff. It's just fun.
Oh yeah, and anytime you want to you come by my live streams, you ever want to come on and panel, you don't have to be a techie to be on my panel. That's why I like diversity. I like different people to come in with different opinions. So we'll probably invite you here too, but I'm speaking for my personal page now. I'd love to have you on sometime.
Yes, the more the merrier. Yeah, just get that exposure of y'all.
Yeah.
Again, all the links are in the description.
Our VOD is here.
Yes, our VOD is here on time and in full effect. Also wanted to toot Gigi's horn. She got 1,300 subs. Yay, you go, girl! Woo, 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 woo. We believe in you. Yeah.
It still hadn't been a year yet.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't even been a year. You already got memberships. You're monetized. You got a good amount of subs. You're doing amazing. I'm very, very proud of you. You work really, really hard. You put out videos consistently. You're always working on your craft. I'm very, very, very proud of you.
Oh, stop it. You're going to make me blush.
You're already blushing. I'm going to make you blush some more.
It has been fun, though. And that's what I'm not going to let it stress me out. I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm having fun, it's not too bad.
Yes. So LaShawn said that the bot is late. The bot is not late. It does it every 5 minutes. So that's why it doesn't come on.
Yeah, the bot won't ever be here on time. It has to make sure you're live, like you're really live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then over here.
Yeah, let's toot Catwoman's horn.
Yeah.
Catwoman has a video that has hit 1 million views. A million.
You know, when I first saw this video got to over 100,000 views, I was like, I wonder if it will ever get to 1 million. And it was sitting at 900,000 for a good 3 months. And now that it finally got there, I feel really, really, really happy.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I know that this video helped a lot of people during the pandemic, and I think that's what means more to me, more than just the views, but just, you know, kind of just that reminder, like, hey, you got to 1 million. Like, it's just one video. It's not viral, but
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any
that have hit 50,000 views yet.
You'll get there, I'm sure of it.
Hey, Emily's here.
Hey, Emily. Speaking of Emily.
There's so many Emilys.
I know. Emily Wilson. For those who are listening and don't see Emily, it's Emily right. Wilson. So I'm glad that you actually brought her up because she is going to be on Gadget Chats next week. Not as a guest, but as a panel member. So yes, we're going to get her opinions on articles and tech woes and all that fun stuff. So, yay! She's wanted it to come on again, and we wanted it to have her. So she said okay to being a panel member instead of just a guest. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed her energy when she was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. And
look,
then...
Look at this. How much money did you get for 1 million views?
I can tell you guys. I think, actually, let me go check. I'm not going to show you guys. But... I think it was 800 in total. That's how much it
really?
Was. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, about $800 in total.
It's still like Chinese math to me when I go look at stuff. I'm like...
Yeah, because you know what? I'm not going to spend time pulling it up. But... Yes, it was around 800 total from the life of it, because there was also a point in time when I wasn't monetized and that video helped me get monetized. So in total, it was about $800 that I got for that video. So,
and that's over the life of the video. It's not like they just said, here's $800.
Yeah. So I'll just get like 100 here.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, when I wasn't on YouTube, it was hard for me to understand when people explain certain things like that. I understand now because it's funny, I have that case sitting here. Out of all my fold case videos, this one has gotten me the most money.
Yeah.
And it's not even one of my favorite cases, but people seem to be crazy interested in it. Yeah. Like, even more so than me removing the screen protectors from the phone. So, this case has earned me like $14 so far.
Yeah. You never know what people are going to resonate with. So just put it out there. Just whenever you make a video, just think about that you're trying to help someone and give someone and inform them as much as possible. You never know who is going to help, and it's just going to take off.
Yeah. So.
And then also wanted to announce that the week after next, so on the 28th, on Thursday, we are going to have a guest, and that is going to be Swarthy Daisy. She agreed to come on as a guest. I know usually we like wait the week of to say it and stuff.
Or the week before.
I don't think she's going to cancel on us. So I'm confident in saying that.
But if you don't remember, she was our content creator feature last week.
Yes.
So that's who we're having on next week.
Yeah, so we're really excited. She's not going to show her face. She's just only going to be her avatar, and that is okay. We welcome people. We just want their opinions. We want them to be themselves and to have really good dialogue about tech.
So Latrell's here.
Hey, Latrell!
Yeah.
When are you going to be on Easy's panel? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, I've noticed he went live last night, but I couldn't drift over there because I was on Easy Stream. So mm-hmm. I started to go live here lately. So
we got some tech deals. Tech deals.
Well, it's only one tech deal because I figured since we were talking about the S21, let's put up the deal for the S21.
Okay. All right. I just changed it to just tech deal since it's just one.
Look at you changing things on the fly. The category is tech deals. You could have left it, but yeah, it's fine.
Schematics. Okay. All right. Okay. So this is the phone that they talked about today, the Galaxy S21. So if you trade your iPhone 12 or a Note 20S or just an S20, you'll get money back for it. So the trade-in deals are $700 for the iPhone 12. For the iPhone 12 Pro is $700. So all the iPhones are all the iPhone 12.
Wow, every iPhone, regardless of which model you turn in, you're only getting $700.
Even the mini.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people paid a lot for the Pro. I don't think they would like this.
Look, you have to pry it out of my cold, dead hand, okay?
Especially since it just came out, 2 months ago, right? Like, okay. Yes. Anyways.
They dipping some people out here.
Mm-hmm. And then the S20 5G, that one is $700, and so is the Ultra. And so, okay, I don't understand this. So why is it that these companies come out with different models and they charge you extra for it, but when they want it back, they lump them all together? Yeah. I don't think that's fair. I'm just putting that out there. So it's $700 across the board.
Energy. Like, but I didn't even realize the trade-ins were like this until we started looking at them.
Yeah, this does not sit right with me. I'm just gonna call it like I see it, as Eric likes to say.
Well, when you say the Mini is getting the same as the Pro Max?
Yes, the Mini, the same as the Pro Max.
How much does the Mini cost? It's not that expensive, is it?
I don't remember. Let me ask Google. Google! How's my audio, you guys?
You sound fine. Well, to me, you do.
Okay.
I can't speak for them. Is she low, y'all?
Yeah, am I low or am I too loud? You know, we don't like being too loud either.
We don't want to blow each other out.
Only blow kisses. Price. Okay.
There it is. Oh, $799, I think.
$699?
Oh.
Okay, so it's a wash, basically.
Yeah. But at least you get your money back.
Exactly. The Pro, you only getting $700 for it?
I'd be great if you
And who is it that is doing this? It's
Samsung.
Oh, from Samsung. Well, you lost me. I wouldn't, you know, we're talking
well,
about
you lost me because I'm still on the Fold situation. If the Fold wasn't so wonderful, I might consider another phone.
Yeah.
As I sit here waiting for my blingy case to come in, my second blingy case.
Yeah.
Okay. Tech Freeney said you sound perfect.
Thank you. I didn't post this headset.
But you should have.
I forgot about it. Yeah, Gigi was the one who put everything together tonight. It's like we don't do it on purpose, but we kind of trade sometimes.
I was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to take a nap. She's like, all right, take a nap. But at least Samsung is offering something.
Yes.
So
I remember when they wouldn't even offer anything.
And they said if you pre-order today, you get a $200 Samsung credit and a free smart tag.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested in that smart tag.
why are you interested in it? Look, we can't go into that right now. We're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about it. Are we going to talk about it now?
No.
Okay. Why is this here? Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about purchases, tech purchases.
And technically, I didn't purchase these. These were sent to me by...
Snail.
Snail. Like, is it armadillo tech or snail? Snail.
Snail. Right here. Beautiful, beautiful snail.
So, I've always gotten on Carl for having these big, rugged, throw them against the wall cases. And I'm like, can we have something girly? Can you give me some bling? So, they're giving you leather now. And it looks like a book.
That's pretty cool.
And it's real leather. I smelled it during the video.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least something not so manly from Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
And Catwoman loves the kickstand. I'm not a kickstand person. Kickstand.
I don't like that type of kickstand, though.
You said it's too low, right?
It's too low.
How low? Oh, well.
I'm particular.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun little review to do.
Yeah, and she does a little flashback too, which is great.
That's your favorite part.
Where is the flashback? I need to find it.
Oh, you passed it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. You still passed
it. Oh, I passed it. Here's the flashback. Oh! Don't copyright strike me, Gigi.
I won't.
So the price is pretty good. It's less than $20, y'all.
Well, the leather one's a little more pricey, but
it's leather. So,
yeah. $35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's pretty cool. I like it. But check out her video because she does do some like other types of tests that you'll be curious about on how it works. Reminds me of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The book is bad.
I just wish it had stood up by itself. Yeah. I'm giving up stuff, Aaron. Carl, this is not too low.
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
I actually bought the Chanel case for my Note 20 Ultra, and I couldn't even keep it on for 24 hours because it's just too low. But I'll have it there as a backup in case anything, you know.
She's such a great friend like that, Latrell.
Yeah, of course.
I wish I was more active on Reddit. Like, once I saw my videos on Reddit, I was like, I need to be over here.
Yo, you find some pretty cool people on Reddit, especially in r/glowingrectangles.
Yeah.
Juan Vagnell's peoples, like, they find some really cool people that I would have never found because the algorithm doesn't just show you, you know?
Yeah. I enjoyed, I hopped over on Reddit and I was like, oh, I'm going to post. Oh, I'm going to post. And they're like, oh no, you got to wait a few minutes because you knew. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, this sucks.
Yeah. I know that you guys want to talk about Samsung already.
We'll get there. That's why I saved it for almost last.
We also noticed that people kind of come in a little bit like 30, 40 minutes after.
Yeah.
So that's why we're kind of waiting to talk about our thoughts on the Samsung event and everything like that. I did listen and watch it, so I do have some thoughts and feelers about it.
We got a couple of little articles. Like the first one I have is like a follow-up to last week.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about WhatsApp making you share your information with Facebook.
Yes.
And so now you have Signal and Telegram that are blowing up.
Yes.
Because people are like, I don't want Facebook to have my information.
Yes. Yeah. And also Elon Musk said install Signal. So that's how people started installing Signal as well. And their stock went up too. So yeah. But I do want to say something about Signal because I have used it in the past. And this is not the first time a celebrity or a tech person has suggested to use Signal. And the person that has suggested to use Signal was Edward Snowden. This was after he did the interview, what I think it was 60 Minutes, when he was talking about everything that happened with WikiLeaks and everything. And he was talking about how people should be securing and send messages with end-to-end encryption. And he said that we should use Signal. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were using Signal for a while. And then she's like, you know what? This app is not really as secure as people think, because Signal just told me, hey, so-and-so that this person that's in your contact has Signal. So Signal is looking at your contacts and see if they also have the app. So, I mean, it's obviously something that you have to turn off, but it's not right off the bat. You have to turn it off. So how can you really, really trust the end-to-end encryption for this? So that's something that I wanted it to point out about it, about Signal and Telegram. Yes, they do have some type of end-to-end encryption, but don't think that it's foolproof. You know, it isn't. So do your research. Don't just go because someone you think is knowledgeable says it. Like, actually go and read and try to find out, is this really what I'm looking for? Because it isn't. I wouldn't suggest Signal or Telegram for end-to-end encryption conversation.
All right.
Emily said, anything that Musk says feels very, very sus. Yeah, because there has been certain times where he has given misinformation. But that just goes the same for any type of celebrity. Just because someone is really knowledgeable about one thing doesn't mean that they're knowledgeable about something else.
Like when they take these celebrities and have them do phone commercials, it's just like, we know they don't know jack about these phones. Or,
if they sell makeup, it's like they don't really know about makeup. They have a makeup artist come do their makeup. You know, sometimes they do their own makeup,
perfume,
but a lot of times,
yeah.
Or my skin is great because I use Proactiv. No, you don't. Stop lying.
You never used it a day in your life.
No, that thing dried out my skin. Ooh, my hyperpigmentation got all the way back. So Barry chimed in. He said, Signal can be extremely secure. The issue is that Apple and Google are reporting back their location all of the time. The only way to combat this is to install a custom ROM without Google services. And okay, that is, thank you for letting us know that. So he said, that concludes my nerd statement of the hour. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. To be honest with you, there really isn't an app that you can install on your phone that is really secure and has end-to-end encryption, because all of these services that we have are kind of, in a way, doxing us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was an article that I read once where someone took a Google phone. I don't remember which Android phone it was, but it had data connection. It didn't have a SIM card. It wasn't connected to Wi-Fi. It was just on. And it had data. So, you know, got to think about that, y'all.
And another article is just another article attached, just talking about the same, you know, why things are surging with Signal. So.
Yeah. And I understand people really, really want their privacy. But the reality of it is that in the digital age, wherever you go, you're leaving a digital footprint. And so you kind of have to pick and choose what you're going to say in a voice message, or what you're going to say in a text message, because all of this stuff that we're doing.
Because even with Michael Pepper's statement, I was going to say, even if you turn off location sharing, yes, for some apps, it's mandatory.
Yes.
So you can't use if you don't turn your location on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the trade-off. You're connected. You're not ever disconnected. So it's just the reality of it. There's no real way to get around it for right now, unless you become a nerd yourself and then take really all of the precautions that you need to. Hey, Cobra.
So that's your tip of the day. You're sharing. When you share, you're sharing with everybody.
Yep.
Just make it feel like it's everybody.
Yeah. So the next article is, T-Mobile's network will stop working with over a dozen older phones this month. So the older devices won't connect from January 29th.
So this is
countdown. You can listen to the article.
Huh?
You can listen to the article on The Verge instead of reading it.
This, one of my favorite phones of all time, is about to lose life on T-Mobile unless you have their variant.
Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
The Note Edge.
The Note Edge Yeah. Wow. Okay. So these are the list. So the AT&T Galaxy Note Edge.
The okay. AT&T or Verizon Note 4.
Okay. HTC Desire 10 Lifestyle. HTC Desire 650. The Nexus 9 by Google. The Huawei Mate 8. The yeah. Huawei P9. Wow. The OnePlus 1.
What is that one above that, though?
I can't pronounce
it. I can't pronounce that.
Micro Ticklis. Sia R11E LTE 6.
I want a Micro Ticklis.
I want to know who using that phone.
It's tickling their micro. The Quanta Computer Incorporated. Quanta Dragon IR7. That doesn't even sound like a phone.
I know, right? It sounds like a PDA.
Mm.
Yeah, or a laptop. The Samsung Galaxy 5 S5 Duo, Sony Xperia Z3 Compact, the Z3 and the Z3 Orion, the Z3 Orion D6616.
That's weird.
Soya.
So these are all we haven't heard of.
Okay.
And the TPEZ Max.
Well, I guess that's probably why they're getting rid of it. But I guess it still kind of sucks. Well, I guess you got to upgrade. I hope they find you. I hope they find people are able to find good ones.
Hey. T-Mobile says affected customers could contact them and arrange an upgrade. I'm sure the upgrade is going to be some phone that you've never heard of as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess either you could switch carriers or you could upgrade.
Yeah, and they said this is not dealing with their voice over LTE thing that they're pushing.
Yeah. But technology is so good right now. Like, why would you not want to upgrade?
You know, old people be stuck in their ways.
Oh, but the phones now are so great. All right. So, a next article.
Oh, I was feeling like the Z3 Compact wasn't that old, but yeah.
All right. So we're gonna talk about the Galaxy S21.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah, that's the next one.
This is it. This is every... Well, it's not even just the 21. It was everything that Samsung announced today is in this article.
Yes.
So I tried to find something to blanket everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sinatra usually does a good job at doing that, which is great.
Okay, first let me ask you this. Out of the announcement, what was the most interesting component or thing that was announced that had you kind of intrigued?
The metal around the camera.
I wasn't saying the phone. It, just any part. The smart
tag.
That's
what it was.
The headphones. Oh, so the camera.
Out of everything that interests me was the camera hump and the fact that it's metal.
So the phone.
So you're less likely to break the lens.
Okay. So the phone.
No, just the camera
hump. But it's on the phone.
It's on the phone, but I don't really care about the phone.
I would have thought it would have been the buds or the smart tag.
No. No, I don't like the buds.
You don't?
No.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Why?
Okay.
Yeah, I understand the Catwoman has buds.
Well, because I really like the Galaxy Buds Live, but I just wish it didn't hurt my ears. And so when I went back to the regular buds, I felt really sad because I like having it like the open concept. I don't like being shoved in my ear because, you know, people come talk to me and I'm like,
I'm like that with any buds though. With these, I'm like that. These are the pros, the Powerbeat pros. Mm-hmm. I'm like that with the lives. I'm like, I always hold the finger up, pull it out, and get to talking.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, oh, another bud. They don't have smaller live ones. Okay, I'll wait. But I know my husband wants to get it. He definitely wants to get the buds.
I have not seen a tag that's discreet tech for your needs. I've not seen one. Like everybody who has tags, you can see them. But theirs are at least dark. I've seen white, like the tile. Aren't they white?
Yes, they're white.
So I'd rather have black tags than white ones.
Yeah, they do have black ones too.
Oh. But yeah, and Holla at Your Boy said the buds had me interested until I saw the tags. But I think the tags had me because I was like, in the end, the encryption, huh? Really?
I don't believe them. I don't believe it's end-to-end encryption. How is it encrypted, but you can pinpoint someone? Barry, can you tell us the schematics?
I think I have an idea for who I want our guest to be next month.
I know, right? Yeah. Barry, please tell us about all these connection thingies. We must know.
Yeah, because we know that's kind of your... He's probably over there busy doing something. He's like, I'm listening to y'all. I'm listening. I am not a guest.
Yeah. I honestly don't believe that it's end-to-end encryption. How can we pinpoint something out using Google services, AR technology, so that you can walk over and find something exactly where it is?
I can find my dog.
Yeah. And like to the exact spot that it is, but it's encrypted. You lie to me. Like, I'm sorry. I don't believe you. Am I worried about being tracked? I'm already being tracked. I have a phone.
Yeah.
I got, you know, so I don't care about that. But do I need it for anything? I don't.
No. I think it's always funny to me when I see somebody at the, well, it's been forever since I flew anywhere, but when you're at the airport and somebody's like, oh, my bag's coming around. I'm like, you can't see your bag coming around?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little piece of towel isn't helping you. You can see your bag, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, Latrell, they do look thick. They're some thick towels.
Yeah. Towels are thick.
Let me see if I can get a picture of it on here.
I wonder if they have one.
That's what I'm checking to see. Let me scroll, keep scrolling, scrolling.
I don't know why I'm so shocked that you don't like the buds.
I got
and
spoiled.
I can feel Sean liking the buds per se because he doesn't care for Samsung.
Well, it's the potential. Like, if only they didn't hurt my ears, I would be using the Galaxy Buds Live. But I only paid $20 for them, so I'm not too bummed about it.
Yeah. Because don't towels have these extended battery life like the smart tags say?
Uh-oh.
He said the new towels are slim.
Yeah, they are. They're really slim. See, there's some thickums.
Thickum shorty towels.
Thickums? Yeah, shorty thickums. You know what? It's getting confused with tab, like the tab S, and it's trying to correct and find the tags instead of trying to find the
tags. Smart tags.
Mm-hmm. I need some pictures. Here we go.
Looks like a guitar pick.
It does, right? But that's how the tile one looks like too, but they're actually thin. These are not thin, they're thick. And that's probably all that pinpoint technology that supposedly is encrypted.
Oh, poor Mandy needs some child earbuds. You know, I found during this pandemic, Mandy, that child masks fit me better than adult masks do.
Really?
Yes. Wow. So when I wear the adult mask, it likes to go up in my eyes. So I try to wash them and put them in the dryer so they'll shrink up some.
Mm-hmm.
But I just ordered some child masks. Guess I don't have a big face. Or the area I need to cover isn't really big.
See how it's on here on this traveling bag? It's kind of thick, yeah. I would say. I would agree. It's a little too thick.
Oh, yeah. On that picture, it is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but they all are. Oh, well, they say tile is thinner now. But when it first came out, it was thick. So I think you have to go through the stage of this is what we can put in here and make it small.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning.
Yeah.
Thickums.
Yeah, and Gigi says that about cases. He's like, ooh, shorty thickums over here.
You gotta watch your videos. Hilarious.
Well, yeah. Anybody who has the fold knows that when you get that edge out here, when it's real thick and you can't use the swipe gestures, don't wave. Look at my little person waving. I'm really like that. But yeah. I want my phone to work the way it's supposed to work. Not too many cups over here.
I'm trying to find this YouTuber that I follow that does a lot of
I see Michael Pepperton time out.
That does a lot of tile reviews. Tile tracker.
In my early panel days, Michael Pepper, I was very quiet.
Yeah, he didn't even know. I'm gonna put his link in the description and show you guys his channel. Okay, his name is Modern Day Tech. Okay, and he does a lot of like home tech stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But what he specializes is in talking about tracking devices, like a tile and stuff. Like he takes out a little thing and like measures it. And like tells you like the centimeters and the millimeters and the weight of the tile. He's very, very thorough.
That's good.
So I'm gonna see if I could see. He has so many different kinds.
Oh God.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I put his link in the description, you guys. Check out his stuff. Cause he goes through it. Let me see if I can see where he Oh, yeah, this is what he does too, which is really cool. He tests the how loud they are. So when you can find them, he uses one of those decibel thingies that tell you how loud it is. Yeah, and then he uses like one of these little claw clampy thingies. I don't know, just check out his video, y'all. It's fascinating. I've been watching his stuff about trackers and see, he shows some shorty thickums right there too. See?
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So many different kinds. Look, it's rechargeable too.
Migs, it was scrumptious with a Y, just like Kimmy with a Y.
Yeah. So yeah. Your thoughts on the phone, Gigi?
Okay, so the phone. I was in transition during all of this, although I was listening. They got through the regular, what was it? The S20 and the Plus S20. Or Pro?
Plus.
And then they went to the Ultra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I missed a lot of the Ultra stuff. I came in on the end when they started talking about color and how they had to search to find the perfect black. I thought that was too long and drawn out.
Yeah, actually. That was. I was annoyed by that. I'm just like,
we got the best black because we took stuff away from it.
We have the blackest of all blacks and the mattest of all mats. I'm like, okay.
But I mean, for like the trade-in deals or whatnot, I don't really see somebody who has an FE going to either one of any of these phones.
Mm-mm. No. If you have the FE, you'll probably stay right there.
Because you wanted a budget phone. You didn't want to trade it in and spend more money.
Yeah. My thoughts, though.
I've never been an S person, though. The last S I had was a S7 Edge.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Doodles.
The last S I had was the S9 Plus. Yeah.
It's I thought it was Phantom Black. Is it not Phantom Black? What's the black called?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was fancy.
See, I was in and out too. And yeah. Then like I need some clarification about the glass.
Is it
glass back or is it plastic back? Or I'm team plastic.
I think the only one that's, and they had two pins. Did you?
Yes.
I did hear about the two pins.
Yeah. I wonder if Eric likes the pens. I guess it depends.
There's a
funny. Yeah. Okay, my biggest gripe, and I have to say it in Spanish. Yo no entiendo por qué ellos tienen dificultadmente haciendo teléfonos que son grandes y rosados. ¿Por qué los teléfonos rosados son pequeños? Ponlo grande. Yo quiero uno que es grande. 6.8. No. Estoy sufriendo. Ese rosado se ve tan bonito, pero me lastima que está muy pequeño. No me gusta. Ella necesita ser mejor.
That's the most Spanish I've ever heard you speak. Like you might throw stuff here and there.
Feel very, very passionate about that.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear you speak it. Spanish is a beautiful language, though.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm being gypped. They're messing with the pink. How are you going to come out with an actual beautiful rose gold color and make it small? 6.8 inches is not enough. You need to go 7 inches or higher. So the Ultra, they don't have the pink Ultra. Why? I would have gotten it. I would have gotten it if it was a pink Ultra.
Because in their mind, they always say that women don't want big phones. I always buy the biggest of the big phones.
Me too.
I know plenty of females that do.
Yeah, I would have gotten it if they had the big pink one.
Give me the big phone. I know lots of men that like smaller phones.
But that is why I didn't get the pink Note 10. Because the Note 10 was small. It was a smaller version. It wasn't the highest one. But with this go around, the Ultra, they had a pink one. So I got it. Why couldn't they make a pink Ultra? It kills me. I really, 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 really wanted it.
It was beautiful, wasn't it, Michael Pepper? I'm going to have her call me and just talk to you.
Me pena. I feel really sad.
Right. Emily nailed it. Most of the time they don't give us pockets, first of all.
Yes.
I don't know how they feel women don't need pockets. Mm-hmm. So when they don't give us pockets, all we have is these big purses. And if I can have all of the real estate in the world, like if I'm going to have all the real estate in the world, why not give me a big phone?
Yes. Yes. But we have big purses anyways. So we can carry. Right. We're the ones carrying our husband's phones most of the time anyway. So we're putting it in our big purse.
At this point, I drop bigger phones less.
Same.
I can't speak on it. I'll drop both of these phones.
Well, less. Not
I usually don't
all.
Drop phones, period. But yeah. I blame it on the pandemic.
That's
yeah. My old walk down a flight of 12 to 13 stairs, y'all.
Yeah.
Not a dent. Case in work.
Samsung doesn't want my money. That's just it. They just don't. I'm insulted. I'm insulted.
Yeah, when you wanted that pink phone, like my heart went out to Catwoman. She's like, no.
Why they gotta make it small? 6.8
And then she held out hope because you know sometimes Samsung will be like, we gonna drop that pink version for Valentine's Day.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. So I'll wait and see. I like the cases that I saw. It looks ugly, right? It does. The fact that I've seen a female carrying a frying pan in the first one. She was getting ready to cook for someone or fight someone. You don't know. You don't know her story.
She ain't playing no games, apparently.
Yes.
No, this is not pineapple juice. I care not to share what I'm drinking.
Okay. It's not pee either.
No, it's not pee. I don't drink pee.
just
what?
I'm sorry. I'm silly.
It's not pee either.
My filter is slowly going away.
We're not on
away.
The phone right now, okay? We're not on the phone.
I'm sorry. I gotta bring my filter back up.
I've heard. So it's just, oh, okay.
Yeah, right? Like, come on, man. Give us some pretty stylish thing in tech. We deserve it. We'll spend that money, too.
What?
We'll spend that money to get
I was reading when Michael's coming.
He said, Michelle, I've heard salad dressing. However, she's ready to make dinner.
We missed something.
Is there a pun about dressing up and salad?
He said salad dressed, not dressing.
Oh, I can't read.
It's kind.
A cast iron skillet is a perfect weapon, lol. I mean, the movie Tangled showed us that it was, so I believe it.
So I'm interested in knowing from the chat, which one of these devices interested you the most? And it doesn't have to be the phone. It could be one of the pens. It could be the smart tag. Like I asked Catwoman, I'm asking y'all, what do y'all have interest in device-wise of everything they announced today?
Yeah. I'm gonna say it right now, I've said it before, I'm team plastic back. So people that are crying about the plastic back, I'm happy.
I don't have a problem with plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't wirelessly charge. I do very little wireless.
You can still wireless charge with plastic.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Oh, okay. She muted herself. None of them. Okay. None of them? Okay. All right. None of them. I'm curious as to how the S10 Pro is going to charge.
My buds. Oh. Remember I told you they don't last.
Oh, yeah. They died it on you, didn't they?
Yeah, they just died it. Mm. So I wear one, then the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none. So I did see the statement in the chat earlier from Big Mix that he's looking at the Mi 11. Now, does the fact that Trump blacklisted Xiaomi today affect how you feel about that any?
Oh, they got blacklisted today? I didn't know about that.
Well, I put it in the group, yeah.
Oh, dang.
It was an article. I would have included it, but it got tweeted to us fairly late this afternoon because it happened today. So, yeah, Xiaomi has been blacklisted. I figured it was coming, but...
Yeah. Did they say why?
Well, you...
Well, I'm sure they said why, but do you believe why?
I do think we still want to limit ourselves to just Apple and Samsung.
Yeah, I'm exhausted by those two. I am so exhausted by it. Between Samsung and Apple.
Find the article so I can share, because I...
Yes.
I don't... You can carry on talking, though.
Yeah, Migs is like, repeat one more time. Like, he's yes, confused.
That happened today.
Yeah. Hey, Everyday Tech, what's up? I'm just going back to see if anybody else said anything about the phones.
All right, Catwoman, I'm going to put this in the chat.
Oh, hey, Spectacular Gadgets. Oh, I went really far.
You're real far back, huh?
Yeah, sorry. My finger just scrolled that far. Oh, hi, Tana.
I already put that up. I really need you to come back to, like, real time.
I'm sorry. Wake up, EG. I'll get it together.
I am hoping the same, D-Mims, but I just don't like being given limitations.
I can't pull it up because I can't copy and paste here.
Oh, here, let me send it to you.
Thanks.
You're fine. But yeah, again, I was like, oh, if he had sent me this earlier, I would have put it in our, you know,
mm-hmm.
show notes, because yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in that phone, because I'm interested in the Mi 11.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fold really has my heart.
Everyday Tech said that he got 2 pixels.
Yeah, I saw that.
Interesting. And they're the Pixel 2s? Or just 2 pixels?
2 XL.
2 XL. Okay. My brain is like, shut it down. Shut it down.
I don't think you need... It's not a severe band as the Huawei band.
Okay.
Yeah, we can share the article here. Because
mm-hmm.
he's saying it's connected to the Chinese military. China. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is.
Yeah, but...
But so is...
It's not as severe...
Okay, so... Today, the Trump administration added Xiaomi to a blacklist reserved for companies with alleged ties to Chinese military. With today's move, U.S.-based investors will need to remove any and all investments with the Chinese company. This is not the same as the entity list that drastically affected Huawei's business, but it's still not good news. Okay, what about companies that have ties to U.S. military?
Right.
I'm just saying. It's like, oh, we can't work with Xiaomi because they work with the Chinese military. No, well, what about Microsoft? What about Google? Well,
so I was reading that, what does this mean? If you're concerned about this news,
mm-hmm.
This news will decimate Xiaomi's business, as we've seen with Huawei. That is likely not the case. Xiaomi's presence on the blacklist simply prevents investors based in the U.S. from investing in Xiaomi. You moving the thing.
So, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were reading from here. I thought you were reading outside.
Because if I read over here, then I'm facing that way. Sorry. Where did I go?
I don't know. I remember it was right here somewhere.
It won't prevent U.S. based firms from selling equipment and materials to Xiaomi.
Yeah.
It will, however, cause Xiaomi's stock to drop. Cause the company to lose a lot of liquid capital as American investors sell their stock in Xiaomi by November 11th, 2021. Time will tell whether this will make changes. Look at Mix. Look, Mix just ordered his phone, so I feel him.
Yeah, he said this is some boo-boo. Yeah. Emily Wilson said she wouldn't try to analyze what he does too deeply. I mean, obviously, it's basically, you know, it helps Samsung and especially Apple when stuff like this happens. But we've talked about this with Keep the Same Energy. It's like, okay, United States government, you guys are worried about other countries having ties to military. So are you telling me that the U.S. military is now going to not use Microsoft Word?
I would say it does not mean your phone won't work.
Yeah.
Not at all. Because Huawei's been on this list for a while. I can still use Huawei devices. Mm-hmm. But even though Trump's about to be out of office or whatever, you know, some of these things he's put in place are going to be around for a couple days or however long, you know?
Yeah. But it's like, if they really do care about a military having access to citizens' information, what about our own military? So that's just my thought about it.
Or our government in general.
That's just some BS.
Yeah, like Michael Pepper says, his Mate 30 Pro still works fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just still sucks because it hinders competition and innovation when things like that happen.
Right,
because
I feel like I have to jump out the window to find phones that I found them a lot easier before all of this happened.
Yeah.
I like having options.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm carrying an Apple and a Samsung now, I was mostly the import queen. I didn't use domestic phones. So
yeah, we do. 2020 domesticated her.
Yes. Although I did have a Vivo and a Huawei this year.
Yeah,
I have videos on those.
Mm-hmm. So we have two more articles, and I'm just gonna call it. We're not gonna keep the same energy. We don't have enough time. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this article, Amazon, Walmart tell consumers to skip returns of unwanted items. So in some cases, it's cheaper for the retailers to refund the purchaser price and let the customers keep it or donate the products. So they're like, don't send it back to us. Corona time. Or just the waste of paying for shipping, packaging, and then sending it somewhere else or trying to figure out where it goes. It makes sense.
Well, what ticked me off with Amazon, I actually had one thing that my son had ordered a mask, and it wasn't like the mouth mask. This was like a masquerade mask. Mm-hmm. And it came in the mail broke.
Broken.
And I was like, I just want a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we don't take refunds. I was like, what?
They just denied a refund?
Right.
But on a broken product?
Much. I ate the price because my son paid for it. But I was just like, this is some bull. Like,
yeah. Next article. So we're moving in along, y'all. You can unlock Super Alexa mode.
This is a fun article, y'all.
Wow. Okay, this website is messed up. Look at all this space for an ad. Are you kidding me? It takes up 1/3 of the whole website. Y'all suck. Libible.com. I don't like y'all. Okay, anyways. You can unlock Super Alexa mode with a cheat code. You can unlock Super Alexa mode with a simple cheat code and leave ordinary non-Super Alexa behind. Watch it here. Are we going to watch it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched it, but I...
Okay, it says, which brings up Super Mode, which you can activate by saying the following. Alexa, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. And Alexa will reply, Super Alexa Mode activated, starting reactors online, enabling advanced systems online, Raising Dodgers, or is it Dodgers? Dodgers? Error, Dodgers missing, aborting.
So it's a play on an old video game where this used to be the cheat code for the video game.
Yeah, it was a, wasn't it Tekken? Or, no.
I can't remember.
One of those I'm fighting waiting for games.
Look, look. Mandy's like, watch it. What does wiretap say? Huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a lot. That was when Alexa was first came around, when you would ask, Alexa, does the CIA spy on me? Oh, and it's like, I'm not liberty to say that, or something like that. Okay, very explained. Konami cheat code.
Well, they say it in the article, too. But I thought it was another game that had that.
Oh, we activated your Alexa? Sorry, Latrell.
Does it every time.
You should give her another name so that doesn't happen. You know this. You know more than I do.
Yeah, mine is named Echo. Say that low, Echo. But look, I'm on the phone with Catwoman the other day, and I didn't say anything close to Siri, and my phone just starts talking.
Yeah.
A male Siri. So dude, you just being nosy. I didn't call you.
Yeah. My phone would do that. Like, I'll be working, and then I'm talking to a customer on the phone, and then my phone would be like, I didn't understand that. And I'm like, ugh. So I turned off the voice activated thing on my watch as soon as I got it, because I'm like, ugh, this is so annoying. Anything that's voice activated on my phone, no, I don't have none of that on, because it's just so annoying.
I think I have the same voice on my
Aussie.
I love Australian accents, accents from the UK. It's I got a handful of them that are they're ultra sexy to me.
Ultra sexy.
Yeah. I call it wiretap. It responds to Alexa. What?
You call it wiretapping? That's hilarious.
That's what Mandy said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So the brand, the whole company's brand used that cheat code. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Error. I can't share Tech King Mike's link.
Really?
Tech King Mike, did you cancel again?
Uh-oh.
I gotta go check Twitter now. I wanted to share the link with you guys. I don't see it. Or maybe YouTube is just being dumb with me. I'm confused.
I'm gonna go look.
I saw it earlier.
I know your YouTube be funny sometimes. It'll unsub you from people.
Yo, my YouTube, it be doing the most. I be sending Gigi all the weird stuff that it be doing. It's crazy. Sometimes it won't even show me the like button. It's like, you're not allowed to like or dislike this video. I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's your YouTube.
That is?
Yeah.
Can you send me the link or can you put the link in there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can put it in too. It's not a big deal, but I did just send it to you.
Okay, good, because I need to just like wind down and just like,
he said, I'm not canceled, I'm here.
Okay, good. Good, because I need to wind down and listen to his thoughtses. Oh, thank you, Barry. Thank you. I wanted to also share it on all of the other places that we have right now as well.
Oh, you have it a billion times in the chat. I put it in there too.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate my take, y'all. Yeah, man, I've been, man. I suck today.
Tech King Mike is a mod. He could have put his own stuff in there. Let me stop.
Now, why is my YouTube not showing it? I'm so mad at YouTube. Oh, Barry put out a video last night and YouTube didn't even tell me. Me and YouTube gonna fight.
Listen, Latrell, Catwoman is very active on YouTube, so I know it's not because of inactivity.
Yeah.
And she tweets out everybody's videos.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. YouTube has something out against me. It's probably mad because I use it. Yeah, it's probably mad because I use it.
One time you were like, you were showing it to us and you were like, what's wrong with this? And I was like, mine ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weirdness.
Yeah, YouTube be on that BS, y'all. I'm proof. I'm proof of that. So we're gonna close it out, y'all. Thank you. Sorry, we're like 5 minutes over, but if you guys
5 minutes, okay. Yeah.
But check out Tech King Mike. I'm sure he's gonna talk about his thoughts and feelers about the event today and all things tech. And he does have memberships now, so that's awesome. You guys all have a great night. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your home girls of tech
here at the Gadget Chats Podcast. I will see you later.
Yeah. Ta-da.